Okay, today's Mishnah in Masechet Taharot, brought to you from Yerushalayim Yir HaKodesh, is Perek Zayin, Mishnah Vav. So we've been discussing the questions about what happens when we have a chashash that something was touched by an amoretz, or possibly sat on by a zov or a nida, and possibly moved, if it's a kli cheres, that is mukav tzomit pasil, by someone who is a Zov or a Nida. And well, up until now, we were very much talking about cases where we had a right to assume that the individual who was the Amoretz would not have been at home in going around the house and touching things. But what about where, and that even included a case we have painters in the house and so on, where also we said we had a machlokas, you know, How comfortable are they in going into a different room? But what about if you've got gabaim? So now the gabaim, remember, those are ame haaretz that accept a government, or they buy the rights to collect taxes, and they also have a chiyuv to collect taxes. So, you know, the government's going to get at them if they don't collect taxes. So if they go into their ame haaretz and they go into the house of a chaver, now, over there, it's their business to look around everything, and they can open any drawer they want to discover hidden cash or whatever. So in that case, everything becomes tamei, meaning, as we'll see later, everything that we have to be chayshish is can become tamei by an ama aretz. Now, we saw before that does not include mishkavot, umoshavot. It doesn't include a kli cheres that is mukav tzomit pasil, because an ama aretz, there is no gezera on an ama aretz other than on his begadim, because of shema teshev alav ishto nida. But there's no gezera that if an ama aretz sits on something, we should chas v'shalom view him as a zov or anything like that. And therefore, only things that are going to be mitamei by the maga of the ama aretz are going to be tamei. However, what about in a case where we don't know for a fact that they went into this house and they're going around with a government representative who is a goy? Now, they are nervous about that guy, because if he reports that they're not actually being diligent in their collection of taxes, so they can be in trouble. So therefore, the thing is like this. If we're not sure whether they went in, and there's a government representative with them, says that im yesh imahem kanani, and he's going to squeal on them, and then they're going to be in trouble if they're not doing their diligence. So then, if they say, lo nichnasnu, listen, we never went into this guy's house, he was not included in the people that the government was investigating, so then they're believed. Because since we didn't see them going into the house, why in the world should we assume that they went into the house? But they're not believed to say, we did go into this house, but we definitely didn't touch anything. You don't have to worry about damei haaretz. That they're not believed. Why? Normally they would believe, because we would say, apesha asur, apesha yeter. If an Amoret says, I walked into the house, and then he says, but I didn't touch anything, the only reason we had to be chayshish that anything is tummy is because he said he walked into the house. So the same pair that said, I walked into the house, said, I didn't touch anything in the house. So why don't we believe him? That's the reason that we talked about the case over here, that there is a government representative with them, because this halakha only applies in that case. So it's even if there's a government representative, they're still believed to say they didn't go into the house at all, and it wasn't on the list of where we were supposed to collect. But once they say that we did go in, then it's just not reasonable that they didn't touch anything, because they would be too frightened of the supervisor to just go in, look around, and walk out. So that, ein emanim lomar, nichnasnu avolo naganu. Haganavim, shenichnasu l'toch habayit. Now, there's another case where you might think that the entire house is tamei, and that is that the house has been ransacked. So if the house has been ransacked, then obviously they touched everything, right? But actually, not necessarily, because they might have ransacked the dining room, but they never walked into the bedroom, or vice versa. So in other words, might have known that a certain room is empty. They might have detected light in another room. If we have evidence that they opened up one drawer, then that means they were in that room. Everything in that room is Tomei. But if there's nothing that was taken from one of the rooms and no signs of anyone having been there, then we do not assume that they walked into every room. So Haganavim she'nichlusu l'toch habayit, the things that are Tomei are only places where we detect that they were and that things were stolen or drawers were ripped out.
And you'll be saying that affects the whole room. The raglay means...
Right, the whole room. Now, the question is, what exactly would be made tummy in the case where we're talking about the chashat, that he's an Ama Aretz? We need to make it very clear. An Ama Aretz, where there's not the Kanani with him, they're metame only, ochlin, mashkin, kli cheres that are open, that they could have put their hands into, and been nogea in a kli cheres, which is only mekabel tuma mitocho. But there's certainly, an Ama Aretz is not metame, the mishkavot, the moshavot, the chairs, the couches, the beds, he's not considered to be a zov. He's not going to be metame a kli cheres mukofin tzamit pasil because of tumat heset, which would be metame. Even a kli cheres that is sealed, because that's considered to be that the entire thing was touched inside and out. And they remain tahar. But in the case that we said before, where there was a goy that was a representative of the government that was with them, or even in a case where we're talking about ganavim and we know that they had a woman with them, everything is tahar, because then a goy has a din of a zov, albeit it's only midrabanan. But the Rabbanan gave him a din of a zov, which would mean that even the mishkavot, moshavot, and the hesed of a kli cheres would be tamei. And a woman, there's a serious chashash that she was a nida, and therefore she would be mitamei.